Duke orders from Lakshmi that for 10 days I will go to change. I am so sick. I will go alone and that city I will return. But he took Baldev, because Baldev, who is Baldev? Rohini Sutta. He took Baki Vrindavan, Nand Gokul. In Gokul. And Subhadra, who? Like Yogmaya, like his sister. He used to be always with Rohini. So knew all these things, the glories of gopis and gops he knew. So she requested Krishna that I want to go with. Brother, I want to go with you. So please take me. He told that, yes, you can come. But that Lakshmi never knew. Or the kings never knew. Bimla Devi. Bimla Devi is like the queens of Dwarka. She never knew. And she allowed Krishna, he is going to there. But she was so much engaged with gopis playing here in Gops that he forgot to return. So after 5th day, it is called Hera Panchami. Lakshmi was very, very fresh. My husband went. And he was very, he was searching here, there. But he never knew anything. Then he took his associates in highly dressed with opulence. And he sat on a golden chariot. And with so many associates, having some danda and all other things. And he went to search. And finally he went to that Kundija Mandala. He saw the chariot was there of Krishna. He began to provoke with his dandas. And then all the associates of their gopis, all the captured, and they used to beat, the associates of Lakshmi used to beat them. And then Krishna entered in the room and he locked from inside. So searching here and there, then he told the gopis, you should be careful. I will beat you and give what? Danda. Punishment. And he took so many things from them. And he made them promise that after some days you must return. Otherwise I will again come and I will punish you and also to Krishna Jagannath. And telling she returned. And after some days all gopis were thinking that we are bringing Krishna from Kurukshetra. Mahaprabhu gave this idea that gopis are bringing first day from Nilachal Mandir, that is from Kurukshetra. Sei to Parannath Ainu Jahanagi Madandar. We have seen Krishna here, met Krishna. For whom we are burning in separation mood. Separation for? Now we have seen Krishna. And they were singing like this. And they were pulling the ropes of Jagannath Dev. And Jagannath was coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Radhika. So when he used to come in front of Rath, the Rath, oh, ghar, coming, running towards Gundija Mandir. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radhika, not knowing that I am Krishna, and he was seeing Krishna in deity form Jagannath, and thinking that I am of Radhika. And after a long time, I meet this Krishna. I am taking to him to Vrindavan. But I should taste it. Whether he wants to go with his heart or not. So sometimes he used to
go in backside.
And then Jagannath used to stop. And so many elephants never can do anything. They cannot move an inch even. Then again, after some time, and he used to come in they found that singing and dancing in front of deities of heaven, Garbar, Garbar and he. Without any help, no one was there. And it's also, it was ready. And then in returning also the same thing, gopis were thinking that again we are taking Krishna to Vrindavan, not like we were bringing him in temple or Dwarka. So this Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met it in the mood of Radhika and gopis. Now all Gaudiya Vaishnava goes there. First day they met Gundicha Mandir Mahatma. What is that? To clear our heart. Then Krishna may come, otherwise no. All the dust, all the stones should be come out from the temple. And he is brooming with all the associates and chanting at the midnight. Oh, washing all the temple, upside, here, there. The Shinghasan with his this. Like this. And made him like his heart was there. So this is. But there is also one story, more, and very, very deep secret. I used to tell this story there in Mathura, Vrindavan, and also in Jagannath. When I told all these things, all were moved and silent and hearing. They had never heard these things, what I told, and after that told. So all was thinking, oh, from where we had discovered this. Then one day I saw, after long time, nowadays, about 1 or 2 years,
1 year magazine.
In a magazine, in Australia, where I saw. Oh, and particularly of Gaur Govinda Maharaj. I began to read in that. Oh, he has written same thing there. Then I began to think, where he has taken from my heart? It was the same thing like, something changes. And then I became happy. This in this world only one this person, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Goswami line. Only a real devotees can know all these things. So I became happy. When he was alive, in his last days, when I was writing some books in Jagannath Puri, he came with only one disciple and he met me. And he was so much shocked. And he was very patiently hearing my Harikatha. And we became friends. He told that I have seen you in Vrindavan when you went in the time of Srila Prabhupada left Samadhi. And I was there. But I was at that time insignificant person. So I could not meet. I wanted to meet you. Hearing your classes, I was so much moved. So I wanted to meet you. But there was no chance. So now I have come. There are some problems. I cannot speak the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. I am controlled by someone and they don't want to hear. They make so many problems. Even I am blocked to go Australia,
Germany
and all countries. I cannot open my heart and I cannot tell. And he began to weep. I embraced him. I told that don't give up. Very strong like me. A problem is coming, jump like a lion. Don't care for anybody. Like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, my Gurudev. And I gave him so much, what?
consolation
like. And after that, he left there. And this very year, he went to Mayapur. Forever. After 2 years, what I don't remember.
Next year
perhaps. And what happened, I don't. He left his body.
So left his body telling this story. Left his body telling this very story.
Very story.
And he became in Bhava and left.
Two of your disciples.
And then all disciples came to me, V.P. I told that I will help you, don't worry. And then I began to help them. So this story is related also to him. So one day more, I will tell that story in detail something. What I told there in Jagannathpuri and in my naughty bag, which Chariot Festival is there, and I told there, and it has been written anywhere in my any patrika or anywhere. But our both mostly like same. I was searching the book where it is written, but anyone could not tell. I asked so many pandas of high class of learning pandas in Jagannath. They told that we have read, but I will have to search the original book. They could not produce. So I wanted to give these things in or Bhagavad Patrika and Gaudiya Patrika, like in a book, say. Now I am thinking that I should make a book for this, taking the three reasons and make all these things a complete little book, very interesting. And it will be helpful for all devotees. One day it will be that in London or anywhere on the day of this festival, Jagannath Festival.
Birmingham.
I will tell this story. You can come and hear.
In the beginning, he said that Nara was Kautika and that he caused this whole chapter.
Yes.
But I don't think he said how he caused it.
Oh, I told in the last that he came to Dwarka to see the glories of the new thing, and for them he went to inside the palace of Rukmini, and he told that, oh, Krishna Narad likes you all. Always he, I know he calls, one he remembers gopis and gopis. So I think that Krishna does not want you. He wants to return to Vrindavan for the love of gopis. Then they were asking this question to Roni Maya, and that's how this was caused. Now? Drama today? What drama? You should be ready. But I think our coming here successful, very good classes, and so many devotees are coming and inspired. You should always be very strong, very strong. You can honor all Vaishnavas, but have one Shiksha Guru, at least of Diksha Guru. And in their guidance, you should try to be bold, and you should learn the process. How quickly we can go to Krishna? First we should decide what is our object. Can you say what is our object?
Our object is for a distribution of friend.
Where it is written? What? Krishna Prayojan. Krishna Prem Prayojan. What is Krishna Prem? The love of Hanuman to Ram, this is also a prem. And Rukmini Satbhama, they used to serve Krishna in prem. They are also Krishna prem. Shubha Sakha, Madhumangal, also having that prem. Pradimandrut also. Also, Uday is so high class of Premi Bhakta. Also, Nandbaba Yashoda, they love Krishna. Also Subhas and also Mother Yashoda and Nanda, more than that. Gopi also have so much affection for Krishna. In these kinds of various kinds of prem, what love Krishna prem is highest and superior. And for what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world? To what instrument of? What prem? Not all prems. Not Unnat Ujjal. Oh, we should know these things, otherwise we cannot have that pain. First we should know all these things in a high class of association. Though I have no gopi friend, they cannot explain all these things. So you should go to Rashi Vaishnava, and then they will explain what is Unnata Ujjala Bhakti Rasa Krishna Prem. Only the modes of gopis are called Unnat Ujjal, Upapati Bhav. Upapati Bhav, you know? Only this. Though Subal is had so much high class of love, Nanda Yashoda has so much high class of love, they can control and bind Krishna. Oh, the Prince of Dwarka, they have so high class of love. But their love cannot be told, their prem cannot be told, Unnat Ujjal, because they don't think them Krishna is my beloved. Never they can tell. So only the prem of gopis, Krishna prem of gopis, is Unnat Ujjal Rasa, but it cannot be given to anyone. Never. What can be given? Only the beauty of this Unnat Ujjal Rasa can be sprinkled to anyone. And for this Krishna came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to sprinkle the beauty of this Unnat Ujjal mood. And what is this? The love and affection of Rupa Manjari to Krishna and to Radhika. The service of Rupa Manjari. To whom? Radha Krishna conjugal, but tending towards always Radhika. If Radhika is happy, she is happy. If Radhika is unhappy, separation mode she will be. Separation. If Krishna is coming to meet Radhika, and Radhika will tell, oh, you should stop Krishna there on the door, or she will at once go, oh, you cannot enter in Kunja of Radhika. You should be here. You are cheaters. So Radhika is not pleased, and Krishna will fall down on the lotus feet of Rukmanjari, and he will pray that, oh, let me order to go. Oh, Jatkin Kadish Bausha Kalukadvani Nityam Parasatu Sarsusikandavale Jasya Kadara Srihe Visubham Jaya Tatkeli Kunjivangan Marjani Shyam. Krishna is folding his hands and his praying to the lotus feet of gopis, Rukmanjari, Rati Manjari. Oh, let me go there. I want to take darshan. And they are coming. Nada, you cannot go. So, we want to have room, seek for blooming the conscious of Radhika. I want to be like that. Even one stick of the broom. Then I will think I will be very fortunate. So this is high class of prem prayojan, not all these prem. Not Hanuman prem, not the prince of Dwarka, not the prem of even Nanda Yashoda Subal Sitam Subal. Oh, only the modes of manjaris, serving all this. Tavai Vasmi? Tavai Vasmi. Najmami Toya Vina Iti Vigyaya Radhe Tamnaya Mam Charanantike. Oh Radhike Vai. If you are not merciful to me, I will give up my body. I will die. I don't want to live in Vrindavan, Radha Kund, I don't want to live in Govardhan. Even I don't want to worship Krishna. And don't I want to see if you are not merciful to me. Asha prayam sindh mayai katinchit. Kalo mayati kavitati samakatambi. I was only waiting for you, waiting for you. Otherwise I will die if you are not merciful to me. This is the highest class of prayer, prayer. We should know this object and then come to the process. How we can have this? Oh, rare prayer. This is called highest class of prajapati. Our object should be this. If you are not in association of high class of Rishi Vaishnava, you cannot know these things. You cannot differentiate without the to differentiate the love of all this. So many grades. And then you will be cheated. Thinking that, Hanuman Prem is so highest. Something Uddhava Prem is the highest. Sometimes all the others. You cannot differentiate that. What is the love of Dwarka and what is the prem of Raja. You cannot differentiate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially came to give this real mode. So we should try to understand all these things. If you are not in association, only hearing Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padashivanam, the regulative bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never come for this. Ramanuj, Madhvacharya has given this all these things always. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? This is only bhakti, but not bhakti rush. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inspired Rupa Goswami to give bhakti rasa. So Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, without reading their books, without having any greed for being so, attaining this high class of Nat Ujjal mode, if there is no greed, you cannot. You should follow regular people. This bhakti, life and life and life and life. Shramana Kirtana Jale Kare Sanchan Jadi Kare Bahu Janme Shramana Kirtan Tabutana Aya Krishna Pade. You cannot have that high class. Pastimes of Krishna, teachings of Mahaprabhu. When first this creation world were created, first, in the first half period, first Brahma, there are lakhs, thousands and thousands of Brahma, not only. Among these Brahma, so many have been liberated. So, the first Brahma, when he created this external world, by the mercy of Krishna and by the help of Maya, Mahamaya, at that time there was a king in India where Krishna took his shiksha from Sandipani Muni, that is Avanti Nagar, very old city, oldest city. And their scenery is so okay, so beautiful. A Kshipra named Nadi, river ship flows there. So that king was very religious. He wanted to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his own this material eyes. And he was so waiting and waiting, when a day will come that I will see my Lord. In the meantime, a Brahmin devotee came there and he told that, Nilmata is very beautiful deity and anyone will see him, he will be just liberated and he will go to Golok. Back on the world. Now he was thinking how to take darshan. Where is Neel Madhav? So he sent his priest and so many devotees, Brahmins, here and there, in all directions. After 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, all returned. But the priest named Vidyapati, who went in east side, he did not return. He was searching and searching. Went in the east coast, east of India, oh, near ocean, Indian Ocean. And he was searching here and there. One day he was in the evening, he was searching a hosting place. And all the villagers told that you can be hosted in the house of a prominent leader of this village. He is very religious minded. And he went there. It was evening. The householder was not there. He has gone anywhere. But he is very beautiful teenage. Girl was there. She told that my father is not here. He has gone to anywhere. You can wait, my father, let come. And he was waiting here. In the evening his father came, her father came, and he was very happy to have seen a very beautiful personality. He told that you can live here for some days. And he allowed, and he told her daughter that you should take care of this Brahmin, and you can give him food and everything. You should look after for all things. There should be no lack of anything, lacking of anything. So she was very beautiful, teenage girl. She began to serve him. He was waiting for some days there, and he was searching here and there. He smelled a very beautiful fragrance there. Especially when the father of girl used to come, the master of house used to come. Very high class of fragrance used to come. He thought that I should wait for some days here, and then it may be that I can search Neel Madhav. And he may be a friendship with that girl. And that this relation went so high that the father wanted that this boy, Brahmin boy, is very qualified and very beautiful and young. So if he likes, then I can marry my daughter to him. And he proposed to Brahmin, and Brahmin thought that it may be helpful for my object. And so he allowed, and marriage was done. And they became wife and husband. One day he told to his wife, now you are my wife. I have so much belief on you. Can you tell in the night your father where goes for worship? She told, I know what my father has told, why not to tell this, but you are my husband, so I cannot keep anything secret from you. My father goes to worship Neel Madhav. Oh, he became very happy. That after a long time, I have heard the name of Neel Madhav. And Neel Madhav is here anywhere. And the householder, this, who goes to worship Neel Madhav. Then he requested her wife, that why I want that you should help. I want to see Nin Baba. She told me, yes, I will help you. And one day, this girl, when his father returned from worship in the evening, he used to go daily in after 12 and returning in morning. And again, next day after same time, he used to go and return back, not in night. So he see when his father returned, after taking prasadam, she went and sat on the lap of his father. And with very love and affection, she told, my dear father, I want one boon from you. He told her, oh, very good. I want to give you what you want. She told that this is very secret thing. I want that you will be hesitate to give me, but I want. What you want? I want that you should show my husband where you go to worship Nin Baba. Oh, she began to think whether I should tell or not. But the daughter told, if you are not showing my husband Nin Baba, then I will take poison and I will die. Then he went in dilemma, what to do? I should save my life. Only this is my only daughter, no other child. So I must obey this, I should give this bone. He told them, oh, I may take him, your husband, and I will show him Nin Baba. But I will keep it blindfold. And I will take there. And there I will take it all out and he will take darshan and after that I will again put blind
cloth
and then I will. So that he should not know that where he is. But he can take darshan. She told to her husband that you should go with my father and he will give you blind cloth. You should take no harm. And I will give some seed of mustard seed. And now it is rainy day. You should go with him and one, putting, you should go there. And after some time, they will come out and so yellow flocks will be there. And then one day you can go yourself following these flocks. Oh, he became very happy and he was agreed that he should put blindfold. And it became like so. Oh, the father of God put blindfold and he took with him on a bullock cart and in a zigzag way. But he was putting one. And father was not knowing. And when he went on the foot of hill, he took him on the hill. And when he went in the temple of Nin Baba, he opened his eyes. And he saw Nin Baba, very beautiful deity, full-handed. And he became so happy. Oh, I was searching this for long time. So many months. Now I am satisfied. My life is now. His father-in-law told that wait a little here. I am going to forest to bring some flowers and some other things, utilities for Maria to worship him. And he went to bring flowers and all these things. And in the meantime, he was seeing that there was a pond very nearby. And there was a tree there. On the branch of tree, a black crow was sitting there. And that branch has gone over the water pond. And he was sleeping. At once he fell down in the water. And he died, and once his soul came with four handed. And Garuda came and took that 400 devotee personality on his back, and he at once flew over to Vaikuntha. Oh, then he thought that, oh, I must go on the bench of that tree, and also I should jump in the water, and also I will be 400, I will go to Vaikuntha. I should not wait for any time. At once he began to climb on the tree. In the meantime, a sky aerial sound came. Don't die. At once he should go to return to Maharaj King Indradyumna, and he should tell him these things, that here is Nilmadhava. And there are so many things that will happen. So don't die. In the meantime, father-in-law came and told, oh, come on. He never knew all these things. And he worshipped. But he also heard that, oh, Nilmadhava is telling to him, oh, for a long time you have served me. Now there is a very high class of devotee in the Dimna. I want to take his royal service. Don't be afraid and don't be worried. Then he became upset. Oh, this Thakur will go to Indradyumna. I cannot be a separation. So he imprisoned that boy. And he gave that boy. And he brought to him his house and present. Oh, seeing this present, that he will return and tell the king, and he will come and take with Nilmadhava. So Subhasa said, so fearing. But this, his daughter was waiting now, feeling so much separation. She told that if you are not getting him, take him out of jail, then I will suicide at once. And she was ready to suicide. So his heart melted and he
released
him. And then he quickly ran away to Indradyumna. Walking for months, and he went Avantika in middle of India. And there he told, oh, king became very happy. And he took his whole soldiers, his whole family, and wanted to bring at once Nilmadhava from there in his kingdom and to worship whole life. Anyhow, he reached with whole associates there, but saw, oh, there were mustard oil seeds there, flowers. But when he reached there, he saw that all he is covered with sand. There were no trees of hell. He, oh, what to tell Bindu Madhav?
Nilmadhav.
Oh, Bindu Madhav, I remember. Then he began to weep. And he told that, I will give up my life if I am not taking darshan of Nilmadhav. And he went to see nearby, and he sat there on Kushasana, you know?
Blade of grass.
And he gave up his eating, drinking and everything. And remember, Bindu Madhav. As I'm always chanting, Bindu Madhav. And he was chanting like this. A sky, again, aerial came, sound. Oh, don't be worried. Don't worry. I will not give you darshan in the shape of Nilmadhava. But I will be like four. Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Chakshu Darshan. Daru Brahma. You should wait near sea where Bhanki Muhana is there, now Chakratit, where Puri Maharaj has made his mat. There, like this, going this way and then in Bengal Sagar, in Bengal, like towards, molding towards Bengal. So you should go there and wait. And a Daru Brahma will come. What is Daru Brahma? Very
big lot of wood.
No, lot of wood. A reddish color. And Shankha Chakra Gada Padma shine will be there everywhere. And very fragrant. And you should go there and try to take me and make it four duties. I will be there and you can worship me. So he was waiting with his whole family and his army. He saw there a very big trunk of a tree, reddish, and everywhere shrine, Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. And he bowed down to that trunk and he tried so much hard to take that trunk from ocean and to take it in his kingdom place. But so many elephants, so many
strong
person, and whole army even could not take him out of water. Again aerial sound came that bring my old servant from there.
Vishwabasu.
His name was Vishwabasu. Gaita. Very prominent there to bring you. And he will touch, he will take me from one side. And you are that Brahman?
Vidyapati.
The son-in-law of that person. She will take me in another side. And then bring a golden chariot for me. And easily I will come out. And then you can make everything. Then he went there and he brought with honor that Vishwabasu, father-in-law, and also father-in-law Vidyapati. And he also called Vidyapati his priest. And he told that you should go on the ocean and you should
lift.
They began to lift and he
prayed.
Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, like this, Nil Madhav, Nil Madhav. And he easily was taken out of the, and it was kept in the golden chariot. And he was brought to the place where now temple is, the same temple. And before this he made, by the order of Nil Madhav, he made a very big temple. And he kept there in a big hall. And he called all the
carpenters
of whole Orisha that you should come. I will give you so much money for this and you can make Bigra. All very, very famous carpenters came there. And they wanted to touch and to make. But they're all
instruments
and instruments, everything was broken. Then an old Brahmin came, Maharana. He told that my name is Maharana. Very beautiful, but old age. And he had brought some
tools.
And he told that I can make you the Vigra. I'm very expert. But actually he was himself Nil Madhav or Jagannath. In the shape of old Brahmin. And he told that I will make. But you will have to promise that I will make it in 21 days. It will take. And the door of this hall will be closed. I will be alone there with my tools. and after 21 days you can open, I will open the door and you can see. And we, you, then you can teach it in temple and vehicle. You can serve it and worship. He told, yes, I will do. I will never open the door. Open the door. And then he went inside with his tools, welding. And from inside he locked it. It became 14 days, no sound. Thak, thuk, thak. No sound was there. So, after 14 days, no sound was coming. Then he became very worried that he had not taken a drop of water or even not any thing to eat. So he must be dead. What is the matter? He was thinking. But his prime minister told, don't open. There is some mystery in this. So only after 20 days, 21 days you can open. Don't open. But his wife suggested him that if you are not opening now, that he may die and Brahmahatya will come. Brahmahatya, you know?
A
scene of killing a Brahman will come. So we must open this. And that is why, forcibly, after 14 days he opened, broke the doors, and he entered. Oh, he was in wonder. He saw that, where is Brahmin, Maharana? He never saw him. But he saw that there were four deities. He saw that one deity, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Chakra. But not full
finished.
Only some round figures of eyes were there, some round figure of nose was there, but not decent. And also his arms were not in full, or fingers were not completed, and feet also not, and fingers and everything were not completed. Then he began to weep. What an offense! I missed your, my, broken my promise. Now what to do? Then he was weeping and he wanted to suicide himself again. Then a scream, a real sound again came. Don't be worried. There is some mystery in this, behind this. But Prime Minister told, you have done some offense. And that is why he could not complete. And these vigrahas are not in full. Sleeping? Yes. After that, a sky voice came, a real voice came. Don't worry. It was my wish that I should be manifested like this. There is some reason, very deep reason behind this. So don't worry. You should keep me in temple and we should begin to worship me and all deities. He told, Jagannath told, please carry my orders that the son of that Vishwavasu, they will worship me. And Vidyapati has two wives, first wife and second this. The Brahmin's wives, they will worship Thakurji. And the sons of Shabar wife, they will make cook and they will be called Supa. Shua. Cooking persons. Shupaka. So they will make so many kinds of preparations and cooking that should be engaged there. And the son of the Brahmin of Vidyapati wife, they will worship by turn by turn. And the dynasty of that Vishwabasu, in that dynasty there are so many persons, they will come a special days for 12 days.
10 days.
And they will be called Daita. And at that time, they will worship Jagannath only. They can worship, not anyone. And they can take Jagannath, Balda, Subhadra and the chariot, and they will go to Konbari, Gundicha Bari, and they will serve. He told that Brahmin, Prabhu, I want a boon for myself. Oh, he told that, you should tell any boon for you, ask. Then he told, I want a boon that there shall be no child, no son or daughter to me. Then Thakurji began to smile. Why you want this? That after me they should think that this temple is mine. And they will think that we are master of this temple. And they will take pranami and everything, and they will take in their use and they will go to hell. So I want that there should be no child of mine. And you should devote that who will serve you. Or all the devotees, they will declare one after one. After death of any devotees. In this generation. But not anyone thinking that I am the monarch of and I am the master of this temple. Like in India, all Goswamis, they think that we are
owner.
And they did pranami and so many things, and they do so many bogus things. Then Jagannath began to laugh. And thus, Jagannath festival used to begin like this. There is also some another story. This is one of, in Skanda Puran, in Padma Puran, in Purushottam Mahatma, and in the diaries of Jagannath, there are so many things. But something like this story it is from Skanda Puran. Purushottam Mahatma. And little some difference, there are so many things, but like same. But one, that our Goswami is at this cover, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is something different, not anywhere written. Only in the heart of pure devotees of, especially having the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That class of devotees, they know is not anywhere written. And that is what? Two stories like that, not only two stories. Very beautiful. That once, Naraji, very Kautuki. Kautuki, you know?
Curiosity person.
Very intelligent.
Clever.
Not clever.
Curious person. Controversial.
It may be.
Curious
I cannot have any word for this. Kautuki. He makes so many
expert in making
anything to please Krishna. But why he is doing, anyone cannot
understand.
So, Narad Rishi, very near and dear to Krishna, he always discovers anything, any way, that he can glorify high class of devotees and high class of Bhagavat Swarup. Bhagavat Swarup, you know? the manifestations, forms of
Lord Krishna.
Very tricky, like tricky. Anyone can think why, how and what thing he is doing. Where he is going, what he is doing.
Extravagant.
Extravagant means what?
No.
Like tricky you can tell. Like Krishna is tricky, he is also tricky. Like gopis are tricky. Tricky. Gopis are tricky. Krishna mother is tricky. Krishna Braj is tricky. Jamuna is tricky. All are tricky. The devotees of Krishna also very tricky. I'm not expert, but somewhat. But I think Bindu Madhav is more tricky than very tricky. Not kapati. Anyone can see like, but not kapati. Only for serving Krishna. Only. So, he always busy to glorify his holy master, Krishna and Radhika and Gopis. And the devotees glorifying everywhere. If Narada is not there, anyone cannot know the, who is the highest devotees. So he came to Dwarka anyhow and to discover anything and to glorify devotees. He saw that Krishna was sitting in his council. What name?
Sudharma Sabha.
Oh, it was equipped with all kinds of
facilities.
It may be bigger, it may be smaller, it may be cooler, it may be warm. Everything was there. Air condition, cooler, everything. As you like, by mind, and it will be like this. Sometimes 100% will be there, and sometimes, oh, 1,000.
With expanding, retracting.
Yes, like Krishna. So all were sitting in council. And in the middle on the throne, Ugrasen Maharaj was sitting. And he, by side, Akrur was sitting. And Krishna was sitting with Baldev, Uddhav and others. And they were discussing something, how to solve this problem, how to solve it. But Krishna was today, was some upset. He was not his in what?
In his state of mind.
Yes.
His mind was upset.
He was worried for something. And he was thinking like this. In the meantime, what became, why he was worried? Jatra madhvatta gayanti tas tatishthami narada. Naham tishthami vaikuntha, and I never live in Vaikuntha. I never live yoginam hriday.
Heart of yogis.
Oh, but I live there. In the hearts of pure devotees, where they remember me. And very easy, I take vishram.
Rest
there, otherwise, not or any place. So Krishna was upset there and worried. In the meantime, in Rukmini Bhavan, all the queens were there together. Mother Roni was there also. Mother of Baldev Prabhu.
Padma.
Was there?
No.
Padma.
Not Padma. Oh, it may be.
No, I'm Moise.
Oh, it may be no harm. But they were there. And all the kings were asking, Mother, we don't know why we are 16,108 queens of Krishna. Oh, so very beautiful in whole world. Unique. In qualities, in beauty, and in aspiring anything, we are so high. we cannot control one Krishna. Never. Krishna in the night waits, oh, calling, oh Mother Yashoda, Maiya, Maiya, Father, Father. Sometimes he takes my bell and weeping, not in sense, observed in gopis, and weeps bitterly. And he calls, O Radhe, O Radhe, O Lalite, O Lalite. And when he awakes, more he weeps. We cannot satisfy, pacify him. Also, second thing, Satyabhama. Oh, what he have told you? I heard always Lalite, Vishakhe, Lalite, Vishakhe. Sometimes, oh, Kalindi, calling for his cows, Kalindi, Kalindi, Shyamali, Dhauri, Tiri, like this. And sometimes, oh, Subal, come on, come on, I cannot keep my life without you. Oh, Subal, oh, Sitam, oh, Madhumangal, fair God. Cows are waiting, and you are not coming within. Oh, now is the time of cow herding. You must come. I am weeping. We cannot. So Mother, what is the reason that he never looks towards us and we cannot satisfy Krishna, one Krishna, and we are so many, so beautiful, and we are serving Krishna in so many ways. We love Krishna. But we cannot satisfy Krishna. And he is only worried for them and calling them. Even he calls, he can call cows and cops, but he never calls us. All this Vrajabhashi. So what is the reason we want to know all these things? Rohini Maya began to weep. When she remembered her Sakhi, Yashoda, and all the gopis. And he began to tell what was the reason. They don't need any relation from boyhood. They have given their heart, everything to Krishna. So Krishna cannot repay. And he began to start one by one the modes of Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Subal, Sitam. And at last he began to tell about the gopis. And Krishna was there in the council. He could not stay there. He came at once on the door and he wanted to go there where Rohini Maya was talking all these things. But there was just standing who?
One guard was there.
Subhadra was guarding. Brother, you cannot go in. You cannot go. And he was standing there and hearing what Rohini Maya was telling. And at once Krishna and Baldev came. And this stand Krishna in his left and Baladeva Prabhu in his right, like this. Oh, you should not enter. Maya Rani will rebuke me if I will let you enter. So be here. Then Krishna and Baladeva also with Subhadra, they began to listen very carefully. And sharing the glories of gopis, how they love Krishna, all began melted. They began to melt and weeping. Their hands melted. Their feet melted. Their mouth also began to melt. Only the shape we see now in Jagannath only was remaining there. But anyhow, Rohini Maya stopped because she began to faint. She could not
continue
it. She became faint, weeping. So it was stopped. When this was stopped there in the room, what became? Here, again, Krishna's shape form was coming little. And in the meantime, Narada came. And he began to pray, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Subhadra, Jai Baldev. that when Krishna came in his sense fully and all these three, then Krishna told, oh, I think this has become only for you. You are the main reason. So you are told perhaps to the prince, and prince became worried and they were asking from mother. So you are the main root cause of these things. So I want, I am very happy. So you should have any boon you like. Then Narada became very happy and he told that I want a boon, that sharing the past, your past times and glories of gopis and Brajavasi, and you became melted, free. I want that you should be that swarup anywhere in this world, and whole world will see you, and you will be patipavan in this shape, and all world will be liberated by your darshan. So I want. Then Krishna told that, yes, okay, we will in this form and chakshu darshan, we will be always in Jagannath Puri, on the bank of ocean, Nilatri. There is also a mountain, and that is called Nilatri. Adri means Parvat. Parvat means mountain, in a high place. Like Kurma. Kurma, you know?
Tortoise.
That Kurma there. In the shape of that. And in the shape of Shankha. Consul shape. So he told that, I will be always there and you can see this. So this is the beautiful story. That Jagannath told that some reason I will be in this, and you, the king, he told that you will miss your promise, and this one, that he should, this very swarup of Nilmadhav will come in Jagannath Dev. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu added some more. What more? When he came, he turned all these mahotsav, Rath Yatra in other way, and fought Gundita Marjan, to bring Jagannath Subhadra there. And there he met like Sundarachal, Vrindavan. And this temple was called
Neelachal.
They like Dwarka. And all the gopis of perish in separation mood at their Gundicha Mandir, like in Vrindavan. So Jagannath, being here for whole year, he made a bahana, trick.
Excuse.
That I am so sick. So I should go anywhere change for 10 days. So I want change. And he took orders from Lakshmi that for 10 days I will go to change. I am so sick. I will go alone and very quickly I will return. But he took